Right, so I've started oil pulling recently. What's oil pulling? Well, I call it advanced dental hygiene. Why? Because sometimes when you don't clean your, when you don't brush your teeth in the morning, you don't clean your teeth, you don't do your ulu, you don't scrape your tongue, and then you do it a little bit later, or you do it like when you're like, oh yeah, shit, I haven't brushed my teeth. Oil pulling, first 20 minutes of the day, drink no water, don't even wash your mouth out, son. You get a teaspoon of ideally organic cold pressed oil, coconut oil. I've got here. I've got a cold pressed organic 100% natural oil. I actually got it from the Isha Yoga Center. Dirt cheap, hella quality. I can say that's so much more better. Really affordable, godly quality, heavenly quality. Anyway, so I do that. And really, it takes out all the toxins and pulls out all the mush and shit in your mouth and bacteria and I don't know, maybe tar and plaque and all that. I don't know. It just, my mouth just feels so much more better after oil pulled. So now, instead of waking up, going to the bathroom, washing my mouth out from the gunk from the night before, I've been told to like swear, not swear. Well, I've been told, but like I sent it my podcast to a friend. She was like, oh my God, so much chocolate, so much swearing. Anyway, fuck you. Only joking, I love you really. Yeah, so instead of doing that in the morning, I gargle. No, do not gargle. Get some organic coconut oil. A teaspoon. How much? A teaspoon. Around a heaped teaspoon. So maybe like a half a tablespoon. So yeah, a heaped teaspoon. And keep and then put it in your mouth. And it just melts. You know, it's hard. Like mine's basically gone hard. Oh yeah, it's a bit too early that for the morning or afternoon or evening, wherever the heaven you are right now. And or if it's already liquefied, that's great. Just put about, you know, about a teaspoon, about a teaspoon-ish, and keep it at the front of your mouth. Do not keep it at the back because, especially if you're new to this, guys, you're gonna find that I said, guys, like I'm really a hey, guys, yeah, new to this. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm a professional public speaker. I'm getting out there. I'm doing it. This is it. So great. So keep it at the front of your mouth because then there's less of a tendency for you to swallow. And like I said in a previous podcast, or maybe my first one, you don't really want to swallow too much, right, guys? And also another tip is don't gargle, just swish it around your mouth for like between, you know, 10 to 20 minutes. Start off gradually if it's 5 minutes and then breathe through your nose, of course. Keep it around the front of your mouth. Do not gargle. Keep a little cup beside you. Put some tissue in it and spit out into the cup. Do not spit out into the sink or down the toilet because it's not good for your pipes. And obviously, you know, coconut oil hardens. So, that's what you want to do. And if it's too much, keep a little cup by you, put some tissue in it and spit into that and then throw the tissue away. Or what I did today for the first time, and actually I looked this up, is I spat directly into the dustbin and there was like some stuff in the dustbin anyway. So after a while, very quickly it'll harden. Because once I spat out in my back garden and I saw when I was walking past that like, it hardened, I was like, oh my God, all that shit just out my mouth and hardened. After you've oil pulled, right? Wash your mouth out as usual. Do your brush, your ulu, which means scrape your tongue. Brush means brush your teeth. And yeah, and that's it. Then drink water. Do you know what I mean? So, you know, generally, when you first wake up in the morning, you need to drink water, replenish your cells, your hydration system, alkalize your body. If you put a bit of lemon in there, that's great, or some lime, awesome. Even some apple cider vinegar is great to, have in a glass of you know water ideally purified alkalized etc alkaline whatever it is and yeah room temperature is best water to drink for the body because the temperature in the body is in the stomach generally is like room temperature. It's not hot, it's not cold, it's just like room temperature. So drink something that aligns with the temperature of your body and then you can put, this is really a podcast for another one, but just as an added bonus, I'll just quickly tell you about the organic apple cider vinegar. So it's unfiltered organic apple cider vinegar. You take about a tablespoon, I guess, add it to like a cup of water, a regular cup of water, drink it with the straw, okay? Do not drink this, because otherwise it's, you know, the acidity in the vinegar is not really good for your gums and all that, and it can weaken it. So what you want to do is ideally brush your teeth, I think before, after, Is it before? No, you want to do it afterwards. Yeah. Do not brush your teeth before you've done this, because then I think it will weaken the gums even more. I'm not sure if it's entirely correct, but I got the feeling that, like, I generally, and also it settles like a upset stomach, or if you've had some dodgy food from the night before and your stomach's a bit poorly the next morning or any other time generally. What I used to do is I used to drink it with a straw, mix it up, of course, in about a cup size. I don't know what size your cup is, but an average cup. Do you know what I mean? Right. And then put a tablespoon in, drink it with a straw so it doesn't immediately touch your gums, so to speak. And then I waited, I don't know, 20 odd minutes or so till I then brushed my teeth. So that's the podcast for today. Thanks for listening. This is my third one of the day. By the way, you're listening to Mr. Jitin Patel, aka the Regular Reporter, aka the Vegan Blagger, which I'm not sure if I'm going to keep that name anymore. But anyway, it's me, Jay Patel. You know where I am, at Twitter, at Jitin Patel. That's JITENPATEL. My name should be above this link, this podcast anyway, so you know how to spell my name, that's clear. And then Twitter, at Jitin Patel 108. So 108, you know, 108 is an auspicious number. Twitter, at Jitin Patel 108. And my Instagram is, well, my Instagram at the moment is UNDiverse. So it's UANDIVERSE. UANDIVERSE. And that's the letter U. UANDIVERSE. That's my current Instagram for y'all at the moment. Peace. Have the rest of the good day. And if you want to get some nature and catch up with stopping the clock and being outside and connected to your heart, listen to a bit of poetry and some birds chirping and singing, listen to my previous podcast called Stop Clock, Stop Nature. Peace. Oh yeah, my Facebook is facebook.com/ I think it's jpatel108. So it's the letter jpatel108. Otherwise, personal one, which you can follow me on, is facebook.com/jitinjp. Peace. Let me know how you get on with this, and if you've got any comments you want to make or claps, please do that. And don't give me the claps, of course, otherwise you're going to get clapped out black yourself. Feel free to do that and send me love, share me love, and love yourself, know who you are, and realize that we all love Om Namah Shivaya and beyond. Shambhu.